Seen it?
Have I seen it?
Yeah.
Seen it on film, but I mean, that's old game. It's all about the new one.
That's a pretty good catch, though.
Yes. Okay. I was just trying to make a play.
Okay.
But that fourth down one might have been more important.
Yeah, it was definitely more important. I was just trying to come through for my team. I try not to think about what, you know, how big the situation is. Just need to execute the plan and go with it.
Just kind of feel like you came full circle. We're in the bowl. When the game on the line, they went to you. Got to make the play. But then, obviously, with the game on the line here at Jerry World, you did.
Well, I don't think it was the specialized player. It was just specialized on what they were playing against and all that. And, you know, slants against a cover three is always good because the outside receiver is always open.
So the more plays like that you make, do you think the more opportunities you're going to have?
I would hope so. I mean, I hope they feel confident to go to any of us. But, I mean, I hope I have gained their confidence enough to so they can throw me the ball more.
We had talked about receiving being contagious, and it looks like the guys are coming together and that everybody's making some really good catches right now.
Yeah, I mean, everybody's growing up as we go. I mean, the only, like y'all said, the only two really older people in the room are me and Kirk. Everybody else, that was their first ACC win. So everybody's going to get there, and everybody's going to be great one day.
How do you like the way Kellen's playing?
He's playing really well. He's growing up really fast, and he's going to continue to be better.
How much improvement have you seen from him?
Yeah, I've seen a lot of improvement just off his mindset and how he goes into games now and how he's grown during the games and how he talks to us. Hey, what do you see now? What do you see here? You know what I mean? So it's just just how it is.
What do you expect to see from South Carolina on Saturday?
I expect them to be very angry because, I mean, I've overheard something big. I expect them to come into the mentality that they want to win and want to, you know, defeat us.
What have you heard?
I don't know. I can't say nothing.
What's the confidence like in the locker room right now? So it's a pretty big win.
The confidence is there. We've known that we're a good team. So, I mean, we've always had that confidence that we could beat anybody. And whoever steps on the field with us, we're going to dominate them no matter what. One of my own mentality, that means we're going to get the W and walk out. And that's about it.
Does that UCLA game ever come up anymore?
No, we don't worry about the past. 1-0.
What do you expect Kyle Field to be like at night on Saturday?
Bright lights, which is how it always is. Just hopefully all the 12th man's there, and we love them to death, so make it loud.
Seems like you got a little chemistry working with Kellen right now, too.
We work it every day in practice trying to hit. I mean, we didn't really get to hit any deep balls besides that one against ULL, which was, you know, just something like that. But our deep balls are coming together, and we're going to continue to gain chemistry in practice and on the field and during the games as well.
Damon, I think, you know, it's no secret, you know, you'd struggle with drops last year. Is there something, you know, that mentally, you know, came together this year?
Yeah, everything was mental. It's just a different mindset. You just got to not focus on the past and worry about the future.
With your four-headed monster at running back, how does that help you guys as pass receivers?
They create a lot of open things for us, but big thing is we need to create open things for them as well. They're doing it all by themselves right now, or not right now, but we're continuing to be able to open them up to where they can run, and then when they start running, then they're going to open us up, and we got to just comprehend each other.
You talked about Kellen's confidence. Can you just kind of address that one more time in terms of being able to pull out a game late and what that does for him?
I mean, it's big confidence. He's a confident kid. Like, he's not just a youngster that just came in just green. He's been under pressure, and I'm sure in the past he played in the big games out of high school. I mean, but he's just always been confident, and he's going to continue to grow in his confidence.